Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
At your seats. So my name is Nate, and I am a member here. And now what we're going to do is go into what we call our Go Time, which stands for Global Outreach. So every single Sunday, we highlight the work that God is doing among the nations here in Northern Virginia and in the world. So today is going to be a fun day because we are actually going to have a crowd up here today. So I'm going to invite every single one of our community group missions leaders up here with me. We have four stools and eight of them. So I guess the first four that want to grab a stool, you are more than welcome to. The other four, to all of y'all, come on down. So here's what we're going to get to do today. So we are going to highlight not just our community groups, but we're going to highlight the missions work and the outreach work that all of our community groups are involved in to lead people to the gospel. So if you didn't know, every single community group has a leader. But there are also other leaders in these community groups as well. There's also a missions leader that every single community group has. And we have eight different community groups and eight different missions leaders that are at work being able to share the gospel among their communities for ongoing relationships to ongoing discipleship. So here's what we're going to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask each and every single one of them one question. First, I'm going to get you to introduce yourself and tell us what group you're with. But the only question I'm going to ask them is, what is your group doing to be able to reach the nations and get out? And how does it lead to disciples who make disciples? So I'm going to pass it off to them. And I have a second microphone right here that I'll just pass down one at a time. And so introduce yourself, what group you're from, and then what does your group do and how does it make disciples?
Yeah, my name is Victor. I'm in Fredericksburg City 2, and our group does so much, so I just wanted to thank them for just being so sacrificial in their service. But one of the favorite things, my favorite things that we do is just our service on the University of Mary Washington. I know that the kids, or they're not kids, they're adults, the adults at the college students at UMW, are very stressed out and are always looking for community. So we like to be out there, be on campus with them. And this past semester, we got a chance to provide a meal for them through one of their campus ministries. And several of our community groups actually got a chance to do that as well. But when we went, we got a chance to pray over that ministry and even prayer walk the campus. And by doing that, we got to see just the need for Jesus that the University of Mary Washington has, and just the opportunity that we have to go out and create relationships that lead to discipleship. And so our community group can tell you, we saw the darkness just by walking around with the statues that they have up and just the different things that they have going on. But we got a chance to be there and intentionally pray over the community while also providing a meal for them. And so it was a lot of fun, and we look forward to prayer walking this summer and then and being on campus this upcoming semester.
Great job. I'm Jen Labor. I'm from Stafford 3. We are brand new, so we haven't, it's like a month old, so we haven't done our missions things yet, but we have a lot of ideas from canvassing our neighborhood to pizza parties to park dates and things. So if you all want to be in prayer for us, that would be awesome for where God has us headed in missions as we just get started.
Good morning, I'm Robin Merriman. I'm with Stafford 2. I had to make a list on my phone. I'm old, so I can't remember everything. So some of the things that we've been involved in with our community group, we do the shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. We spent a lot of our members to do Good Friday on this past Good Friday. We love that so much. We also put together treat baskets for our local 911 centers at Stafford and Spotsylvania because of the two communities that serve us. and wrote them thank you notes for all that they do. We have taken meals to Mary Washington, to the center. We've done popsicles at Mary Washington, snow cones in our community group neighborhood. We like the summer things, right? Snow cones, popsicles, yeah. We've done the Hazel Hill Family Camp last July, and we're looking forward to it again this July. I hope that all of you guys will be there. And we're working currently with Zoe Freedom Center. We've done some work with them in the past, working on their buildings, helping to paint and spruce up their buildings. But we're also working with them to start being at Nats Park to work the booth that makes money to support them. So for us, it's all about relationships. We're just building relationships one at a time with the people in our communities and the people that we come in contact with. And we have multiple discipleship relationships within our community group too. So there's a lot that the Lord's doing with our people. And I just love being a part of our group and love the fact that we're part of Impact.
Hi, my name is Katie. We go to Spotsy 1, 2, I don't know, whichever one's at the Parks house. I think that's the second one. Yeah. We have a couple things in the works right now. One of the things that we're working on is getting involved with First Fridays downtown. So if you don't know what First Friday is, it's kind of like it's the first Friday of every month, and the businesses downtown will open. You can go to the art galleries usually for free. They usually have like booths of different businesses and places around Fredericksburg, but we have gone before and we've done like handed out water and dog treats downtown, which might not seem like much, but I think being present in your community presents opportunity for you to lift the name of Jesus to people. So our goal is just to be present in our community in order to hopefully make relationships with people in our community and lead them to Jesus. So.
Hey, I'm Marissa. We're Spotsy 2. We meet at the Hembry House on Tuesdays at 7. There's a plug. Hello? Oh. Anyway, so Nate and I actually serve as apartment life coordinators in the Timber Ridge community, which is about 5 minutes down the road over by Lee Hill School. And while we are a part of apartment life, we get to live there and do life with the residents in the community. Our community group has also adopted it, and so we have people from our community group come out to any event that they would like to come out to. We do 2 events every single month, and that's normally like 1 on the weekends, maybe 1 during the weekday, whatever, however that calendar falls. But our community group has come to a block party that we did recently where we just had them come and help serve snow cones and just play with kids, serve hot dogs, and just invite them to church. And we love that when our community group comes to our apartment life event, the people later on down the road, they say, hey, what church do you go to? I got invited to that. And so when our community group comes, our biggest thing we tell them is just love on the people. Invite them to church so that they know that the name of Jesus is more important than their struggles that they have going on.
Hi, I'm Alec. I go to Spotsy 3, and our mission's focus is Project Belong and the Care Portal. So I wrote down the mission, if you don't know Project Belong or the Care Portal, but Project Belong's mission is to inspire, recruit, and resource the local church to care for vulnerable children with the love of Christ. And through that, they have also partnered with Care Portal, which is a care-sharing technology that helps connect local churches to struggling families, whether foster or biological, to help them meet practical needs for the families. And so this past month, we actually claimed a request on the Care Portal for a single mom of 3 children who just moved out of a shelter into an apartment. So they had a lot of needs that they needed to be met. So we helped with providing clothes and shoes for them, and then also picking up mattresses and box springs for them from another group and delivering that. And so it was awesome to deliver that, to meet with them personally, and to pray for them, to share with them the love of Jesus and the gospel, and to just be there for them. So I think it's awesome that we can do that, and I'd like to thank all the other community groups that helped with that financially or prayerfully. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I'm at the Stafford 1 with the Kinsey household on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. If you guys are all interested, that's my favorite. I'm just going to put that out there. So there's a couple things that we do to kind of care for our community. We've done some things with the citizens in Apartment Life. We did Do Good Friday as well, making sure that kids had artwork, crayons, pencils, things to color, little crafts and stuff for them to do. And then we also have a social worker that we pray over. We find out what she kind of needs to help do her job and to help support her community as well. And so by doing that, it allows us to kind of pray over her, pray over everything that she's doing. And then it also allows us to fill the need of the people in our community group and understanding each other and their families. And it builds that long-lasting relationship that we can really kind of, their family then becomes our family. And we all kind of become one. So that's just a few of the things that we do.
Hey guys, I'm Phil Hoffman from Fred City 1. I always get the order mixed up because we launched almost at the same time. But so my wife Rena actually heads the efforts of our church serving with ESL, which means that I get to inherit her ministry and talk about it here. So ESL is, for those who aren't aware, English as a second language classes. So we meet up usually about once a week, Sunday evenings. We meet up with a bunch of people who English is their secondary language. And so we offer classes and services to help them become more familiar with the language and learn how to use it in American style, as we like to call it. So we've had the privilege of being able to serve here for about a year now. We have, there goes the train of thought. Yeah, we've had the opportunity of building relationships with these people for a year now in different locations. Most recently, we've been serving over at the church that's over by Zoe Freedom Center, whose name I currently forget, but with a lot of their Spanish-speaking congregation. And you might be looking at that and thinking, we're just, you know, ministering to other churchgoers. That's not, you know, making disciples. But we've actually had those people come to us and tell us, hey, you are helping equip us to actually go out and make disciples in our community, because we can now bridge gaps and barriers and we can help other people to understand English. And so that's one way that we've been ministering to those people. And it's been really awesome to watch.
That's amazing. Give the Lord some praise. Man. Isn't it awesome when God multiplies so many of our community groups that we're like losing track of who's who? It's like amazing. So here's, we say two things at Impact. One, we say we're centered and sent. Two, we say we are a church of community groups, not one that does community groups. This is proof of that, that we get to live out the gospel and serve through our community groups. And so for want you to hear those two things, that community groups are the core of our church. And we want every single person to get plugged into one. And so two other things that I want to highlight is not only do we have our people that get sent out and we are centered and sent to the nations, but we also have other churches that come here and work alongside of us. And so today we have three different families from a church called First Baptist Church of Woodbridge, just about an hour north of here, that are here worshiping with us today, helping serve. And they were here all day yesterday, helping us pray for our city, supporting us, loving on us, and getting to see a little bit of the vision. So from us to First Baptist Woodbridge, thank you all so much for coming down. And then we have even more opportunities to serve. July 7th through the 10th, we're having what we call our family camp at the Hazel Hill Community Apartments. And that RSVP is live on Church Center. And this is a place where we can go and serve each evening to people who need the gospel, who are Middle Eastern refugees, to where we can love on them through games, Bible stories, snow cones, all of the things. And so as you can see, our church, we really are centered and sent. So I'm going to say a prayer for all of our community group missions leaders, all of our community groups, family camp. I thank the Lord for mission teams coming down. God is at work at Impact Church. And let me just lift his name up and say thanks.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You you can email hello@impactfxbg.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.